What does the Torah mean when the Torah asks, "Umaltem et levav et olat levavchem"? The Torah tells us, "Circumcise the foreskin of your heart." So the Torah is talking about figurative foreskin. It means we have to play an active role in removing that which is extra, that which gets in the way, that which pulls us down, which attracts us to that which is extra materialistic, which is unnecessary. And the Torah says that it's an act a person has to do. You have to move forward in that. There's this impediment that we have within us to connecting to Hashem. Our hearts would naturally flow with Hashem, but there are things that stand in the way. We could be sitting here talking Torah and our mind is on the Mandial, how do you call it?
Mondial.
We could be sitting here talking Torah and we're thinking about the pizza. Is it going to be here on time? What flavor are they going to send? There are things that can get in our way. Or we could be very focused and flowing with it. And the same is true for davening. Where are we going to be when it's Yom Kippur afternoon and we have 20 minutes left till the end of prayer? Is our mind going to be in our hearts? Or is our mind going to be in our stomachs? Umaltem et olat levavchem. Hashem says, take off the foreskin of your hearts. Take off those impediments that pull you in the wrong direction. You're going to eat in 20 minutes. It's fine. You're entitled to eat. But right now you're here. Focus on what you're doing. Connect to what you're doing. So those are the impediments that we all have. Part of being human. But we can overcome it. And it's habit. We get into the habit of being holy people. So that's a habit. What happens when someone ticks us off? What happens? Do we yell? Do we speak our minds? Are we still gentle people? There are habits we could get into. Umaltem et olat levavchem. So obviously it's not a physical act, but it's a spiritual act. Yes?